Hi everyone, this is Shai Danon from Israel, raising the frequency straight from the Golan Heights in the north. And I'm here today with a special guest, with Tron. Tron is a Norwegian origin, but he lives in Israel. Hi Tron, how are you doing?
Hello to you. Thank you for having me on.
Sure, thank you for coming, for joining. Huh?
I've been waiting for a time to start spilling the beans for a long time now, and I think it's about time we start getting closer to the cold, hard facts of life, and that we all start taking the responsibility for our own lives.
Absolutely, and the reason, I mean, for those who don't know you, if you can just say a couple of sentences about who you are, where you come from, what your knowledge, I mean, what is based upon, and what really, that's the myth, what we are here to talk about. I mean, obviously reality, but you get into more details in a minute.
Well, you mentioned the word reality, first of all. The big problem with the word reality is that the world is not the way we have been told, which means there's a lot more to it than what we have been told, and the amount of lies we have been taught is quite mind-boggling now and then. But me personally, I come from as far north in Norway as you can go, Finnmark or Lapland in Norway. Came to Israel at the age of 20 as a volunteer. Went through life with what we all do, getting married, getting divorced, having children, doing all these things, good and bad experiences. For the last 25 years, I have been researching, practicing, teaching, and healing people through something called KISS. KISS is conscious electrosensitivity. Part of conscious electrosensitivity is energy medicine. As soon as you use the word energy, you go, whoa, what's the voodoo? What's the bullshit here? And well, let me explain it. The Chinese call it qi. With the philosophy, with the religions, with everything involved. The Japanese call it ki. The Hindus call it prana. And every civilization has a way of expressing this idea of a world next to us, which we can't see. Well, the human eye sees less than 1% of the electromagnetic spectrum. So here it starts. And what you can't see, you can't deal with. Well, those that belongs to the church of scientism claims that we are basically a lump of meat and an engine that runs in a certain way and denies the rest of it. Well, the word they use for qi is radiation. Okay, let's cut all the crap. Let's take the philosophy out of it. Let's look at it as a totally practical thing that any scientist worth anything connect you up to it and measure. This is what I deal with. I have for the last 25 years come to realize that there is so much more to human beings, and the biggest secret never told to humans is what I call human holistic potential. And when I use the flotsy word of holistic, I mean instinctually, physically, emotionally, intellectually, and spiritually. That is to me what you in Hebrew would call Hamsa Shel Miriam, or the Hamsa of Miriam. Instinctual awareness, physical efficiency, intellectual flexibility, and spiritual openness. That is my little world of the knowledge I call Moxité. Moxité started out as a martial art, short and to the point style. I didn't really have patience to go in a ring and getting hit by everybody day after day. It hurts. And I'm not a masochist. So I went in a different direction and developed a different kind of fighting style, which is the other side of the teaching of medicine. If I take it upon myself to have the knowledge to hurt someone, I must have the knowledge to heal them.
Heal, yes.
Okay?
Yes.
This is very, very basic. On the study of energy, one of the major components, which I make a living out of for the last 25 years, so, you know, even if I'm a liar, a hoaxer, a charlatan, and all the other things which people like to call us, I am one of those that have, for the last 20, 25 years, tried to go head-to-head with science on the subject. And they do seem to avoid it.
Sure.
Everybody within science understands that there is a connection between science and mind. It is virtually impossible for them, out of beliefs and more than anything else, hidden interest, to disconnect us from the energy. And again, we're talking radiation, chi, all these wonderful concepts. And there's words without end. What is radiation? I am one of those that, because they didn't succeed in educating me in any way, they weren't able to brainwash me. I have retained the knowledge of all children. All children are holistically intelligent till about the age of 3. Then we start conditioning them, you know, brainwashing. You cannot lie to a child or a dog. It doesn't matter how many chocolates or ice creams you have. A group of children, if your mind is in the wrong place, nobody will come close to you. Why? Because they're like me. They feel you.
Mm-hmm.
They feel. And the two basic answers, or three basic answers of life, is it good for me? Is it neutral? Or is it bad for me? And we all have retained this knowledge. We all contain it. It's just hidden.
Just a word, Tom, just to say to the audience, we could have done this talk in Hebrew, but we've decided, we spoke between us, we've decided it will be more beneficial to do it in English. A, because everybody should know about it, and obviously English is the most common, you know, spoken language nowadays, apart from Chinese, maybe. And who knows about the future. And another thing is, we need as many people to wake up and be responsible for their life, maybe for the first time ever, you know. So this is one thing I wanted to say, just to tell the audience about that. So sorry, all the Israelis, it's time to speak some English, to understand some English. It's going to be simple. And the main thing is to get the idea, not to understand each word. It's all right.
Never mind the details.
Exactly. The second thing, just, sorry, Tron, just another small thing. When you say radiation, I just want to put a line here for most people. You speak about, I mean, chi, ki, prana. This is natural radiation. I don't mind if you say it in another way, but we're talking as opposed to artificial radiation, which is antennas and all the, you know, all the bloody poisonous radiation that they're building and deploying against us. So just to differentiate between natural radiation and artificial radiation. Go on, sorry.
Okay, give me a chance to get into this.
And sure,
it's
sure.
Easier.
Sure.
In historical terms, we talk about the war between the angels and the fallen angels.
Yeah.
Okay, and out of the angels came the Anakim, the large ones, and so on and so forth. Well, the idea was that the angels wanted to humanity to be part of that battery we call Earth and produce energy to enrich the cosmos itself. Okay? That's the basic idea. For the fallen angels, we were the slaves to be used and abused or whatever it is they find suitable. Well, in the modern world, to me, that war is the war between the singularity and the human abstract. What does that mean? Well, that is the war between electronic radiation and biological radiation.
Mm.
Now, biological radiation is analog.
Mm-hmm.
This is the point, right?
Mm.
Technological radiation is dialog.
Mm.
And that's a very different world. And every smart ass in the world, including the rich and famous, are trying to build Neuralinks. Well, the moment they have built Neuralinks and they can find a way to force us to take it, we're checkmate. That's going to make a trip for Moses and the people in Egypt a holiday.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are really sophisticated.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to get into technicalities of radiation level. The basic is like this. The human body, viruses, animals, trees, whatever you like to pick, you will find our spectrum largely within ELF, extremely low frequencies, and VLF, very low frequencies. Okay? As soon as you go above a certain level, that radiation, when it is constant like technology, becomes a false positive in my body. I feel telephones. You do this with your head, and I can close my eyes and feel you're doing it. Why? Well, it's because my frequencies takes a ride on the electronics between us. Are you familiar with the movie that came out a while ago called The Field?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm part of that film.
Yes.
And that is where we try to start building the bridge between consciousness. And being able to demonstrate this in a very simplified way. And it's actually very simple. Everybody created something very complex. I believe everybody has what I have. Everybody can do the basics of what I know. And that is, first of all, heal ourselves. You can teach the majority of mothers in Israel to go to the supermarket, put their left hand over the food, and know if that food is good or bad for their children.
Yeah.
Now, you imagine a little country where a large amount of the women can go to the supermarket and say, that's good for my child and that's bad for my child. At least you give them a choice.
Yeah.
They have the freedom, they have responsibility. Now, for fuck's sake, take the responsibility.
Yeah.
Well, the responsibility is just that. Everybody talk about defense of the country. That's bombs and airplanes. No, it's not. It's water, it's food, it's health, and it's our children.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're in this problem dichotomy all the time.
Yeah.
The world of energy is much simpler than that. And I explained to you how I know that everybody knows at least part of what I know. If you drive down the road and you suddenly know that guy is going to change lane without indicating,
yeah,
he changed lane. Now, how did you know? What, did you got a Gmail? No, you didn't. If you're in a public space, you suddenly turn around and you look straight into the eyes of somebody looking at you. What made you turn around?
Yeah.
You suddenly know who's on the phone. You suddenly know what somebody's going to say. Or something that is known in Israel. A soldier is injured and his mother knows when it happened.
Yeah. She can sense it from far.
Absolutely. It is because of the ether, or what we call the one field, which connects the whole spectrum.
Yeah.
This is a reality of life.
Yeah.
Nobody considered these things strange. But the elite over centuries, of course, have done the right thing. They have hidden the knowledge. Because the problem with the knowledge is that you get personal freedom. You get to decide over your own life. You can find out what's good for you, what's neutral, or what's bad for you. And you can choose. You can choose. That's what it's all about. It's all about choice and responsibility.
Yeah, I agree.
And the individual responsibility, it's like it blows my mind to see the reaction here in Israel over the Chinese virus. Okay, and to me, it's the Wuhan virus. Don't call it anything else.
I agree.
Okay, traditionally, we name viruses according to where they're found. The Ebola virus was found on the river called Ebola. Okay, let's stop talking the waffle language. Politically correct, it's too late. After over a year with listening to what we call our leaders and the way they express themselves, or inability to express themselves,
yes,
and I'm supposed to be ruled by all these men that can't even handle their own big fat guts, but handling my life is not a problem.
Exactly.
I object. So far in this whole virus conflict, I haven't heard one word from the ruling classes or what all of us, especially those of you that have younger children, should immediately do to strengthen your immune systems, which happens to be 80% of it in our stomachs. Well, you ask, science, medicine, psychology, and psychiatry still refuse to accept that the first brain is your stomach. Ask any mother. She knows.
Sure.
She talks through her gut instinct, and she's right most of the time. I have women coming to the clinic after they've been to the doctors with the kid, and say, look, something about what the doctor says that doesn't really match. And I go, what do you think, mom? Wow, you're right. Shit, you're right. So from the medical perspective, let's cut another word here. They call it medicine. It's not medicine. Okay? It's called allopathic reductionism. And the right, correct word for what we call medicine is allopathia. or allopathic medicine, as you have herbal medicine, osteopathic medicine, traditional Chinese medicine. They have simply taken over the word medicine and got a monopoly.
Yeah.
Okay? And they've done that in wonderful ways. And that happened in 1913 or something.
Yes.
Okay? Medical history, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Since then, they had a complete stranglehold on us. And the only what we can do is start opening this Pandora's box. Well, the last thing that came out of Pandora's book was hope. Because as we stand at the moment, well, looked with very cold eyes, ain't no hope. They got us by the throat, they got us by the balls, and they're having a good laugh. And what we're seeing in front of our eyes is what I would call controlled demolition.
Yes.
Nothing but controlled demolition. Perfectly executed. Now, whatever words people like to use, and please, you know, to the people listen to you when they start throwing, oh, it's conspiracy theories. Well, show me something that is not the conspiracy today.
Exactly.
Okay. Let's call the spade a spade. And they're putting us in all this position and they're locking us down and they justify it. They justify everything. Well, I don't even know where to go from here because I have so much sitting in my head for so long time and, you know, suddenly I start opening up and I go...
I know the feeling. I totally agree with you and it's okay.
Let me go back to what energy or radiation. I don't use the word radiation because radiation represents only part of the spectrum.
Yes, and it's just because also the way we were trained to think about radiation, about the world, you know, we were indoctrinated to think, oh, this is radiation and this isn't, but it's false. I mean, so please take us to the beginning, if you like.
Okay. To the beginning of energy, Well, the energy itself, first of all, it is a physical experience, okay? And the reason why it has to be a physical experience is to keep your mind straight. It is like sensitivity to Xi. Again, I use the word Xi. My knowledge is called Moxite.
Yes.
I'm a Moxiteca, a closed, open hand practitioner. My practitioner practice the martial arts and the medical arts.
Yeah.
What's interesting to me is Shvigba Emsa, the path in the middle, which again is human holistic development. That is what's really interesting. The other two things, they are just the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde of human behavior.
Yeah.
You know, nicest person in the world become an animal if you put them in the right situation.
Yeah.
We all like that.
Yeah.
So let's talk in those languages. And within that world, that sense, which I said up till the age of 3, most people are sensitive, then it's drilled out of them. You're told that everything is voodoo. Everything is stories, everything is agador, everything is this and that. Well, let me ask a simple question. How come every civilization on Earth has snakes and dragons?
Yeah.
And if it's the Chinese dragon, or it's the Viking boats, or it's the Inca, or Aztec, or go any way you like.
Or the Hindu, the Hindu Naga, or the Egyptian snake. I mean, yes.
All the same thing. It's all the same thing. How come these people that, according to historians, never knew of each other, have all this stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think it's pretty obvious. I think it is from the sky. It's called plasma events. It's the behavior of plasma, for example, during grand solar minimum. Right. It's about got to do with electrons hitting the magnetosphere, the behavior of the Earth, all these things, cosmology, blah, blah. You know, it changes us immediately. 45% of the human body or the DNA is viruses. Okay, so everything they tell us is based on bullshit because everything has an agenda. You know, how come we see snakes and dragons everywhere? Because they are phenomenon of nature, not because we're going to have some big flapping wings coming to visit us over the mountain. Okay? It is cosmic event. And these things are known to, let's call them the elite, forever.
But what do you mean it's cosmic events? I mean, dragons, snakes, reptiles, what do you mean?
It is, what it is, it is plasma events in space around us. I explain it slightly differently. The main thing that everybody taught is about gravity, right? Everything works on gravity. We're moving 18 miles a second. We're spinning like a ball. We're going around the sun. We're doing all this fantastic stuff, but we don't lose one drop of water.
Yeah.
Because of gravity.
And also we don't feel it, you know, we don't.
Nothing happens. Everything spins super fast. Well, I come from the other side of the equation. I would agree with Val Thornhill, the Thunderbolts project, that it is all electricity. And that is the new paradigm. It's electricity. It's not gravity.
Yeah.
And they can't really prove it. They don't have any indisputable evidence of gravity. Never had and never will have. And if gravity exists, it seems to me to be a minor event in comparison to electricity. Why? Well, the universe, Mother Earth and me live together in uneasy harmony just because of electricity. And as we are 70% liquid, so is the ocean. Well, never mind all the spinning and whatever we do. I haven't got a clue. I'm not up on this stuff. I'm not an educated man, but I do believe in common sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Everything I experience, everything I live is an electrical event through Xi, through radiation, through Qi. Okay? I have lately been conducting some experiments in transmitting it over the internet. Easiest thing in the world to do. You can do it. And it's very hard to argue with it. Again, I invite anybody to prove me wrong. It's nothing to do with me personally. It's got to do with us.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
And I am, at the end of the day, only Citizen Tron. And I'm one pissed off cookie. Oh, boy.
So, go back to the plasma phenomena, because I want to understand that personally. I mean, this is something which is not clear for me. Why all the ancient civilizations have, you know, snakes, dragons, and reptiles, creatures, or characters?
I'll explain it again. Oh, in a different way. Well, a couple of years ago, I started telling people that, listen, folks, next year we're going to have a colder winter. It's going to be like Europe. Last year was like Europe.
Yes.
Last year, I mentioned to people that know me that, well, you know, next year they're going to fill up the Kinneret, the Sea of Galilee.
Yeah.
Hey, we're getting there.
Yeah.
Well, why is that happening? Did I know? Am I something special? Did I talk to the angels? Did I have an epiphany? No. I look at the weather. Why? Because every 400 years, the sun goes into what's called a solar minimum. Okay? A mini ice age. It happens as a clock every 400 years. Last time it happened was the 1600s to 1700s. Okay, the mini ice age in Europe. The ice fair on the Thames. People died like flies out of the cold. No, they had ovens. But it's hard to grow potatoes. And that is what's happening now. North of certain parallels, they claim 33rd parallel, and south have extreme weather changes. And if you look at output in agriculture in United States, Europe, China, it is becoming disastrous already. They are probably hiding a mega, mega problem, which is called food.
Yeah, I get some of this information through the States, through a channel called Ice Age Farmer. And he puts out some really solid...
He's one of the good guys. And I think what's good about us kinds of people, we don't have to agree with each other. We still have a language.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think Ice Age Farmer is doing a wonderful job.
Yes.
Okay, and there's a few others out there. Adapt 2030, I guess it's called. Oh, there's a few of them. Oppenheimer, Ranch Project.
Yeah.
At least guys that are... saying, wait, let's ask the question. How does it work?
Exactly. It's the right questions that matters, not the... Yes.
So Ilan Ramon went on the final trip, and what he was going to study is something called sprites. Sprites is a plasma effect that are above the clouds, and instead of going downwards like lightning, it's going upwards. Just look into sprites. or the Electric Universe or Thunderbolts Project for all the explanation of how it all works.
Yes.
What are we actually dealing with? Yeah, well, we're dealing with electricity, electromagnetism, magnetism, frequencies, sound. This is what we're dealing with.
Yes.
That is the reality I live.
Absolutely.
It's all the frequencies,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And I contend, like any other man, that theoretically one day I'm in the tube station in London. I'm on my way out on the escalator. I see a woman. I look into her eyes for 2 seconds, and both of us know we would have liked to know each other. How does that happen?
Electricity.
Positive, neutral, negative. Yes. Transmission and reception on a bio-electromagnetic level. That is how simple it is.
Which and is, it's with, you know, sometimes I just call it, for most people to understand, it's photons, it's light, it's...
No. It's frequency.
Okay.
It's frequency.
Okay.
Okay? It's like you hear a certain note and you go, wow. Mm. Well, you hear another note and you go, whoa.
Mm.
You can change anybody's mood with the right kind of music. And music is just a way of describing tones, frequencies, and all these things.
Sure.
Right?
So go back for a second to the plasmic phenomena regarding the snakes, dragons, because I still didn't understand that. How all okay. civilizations all, have
all,
this. I mean,
all these things that are being observed, or many other things, you know, I'm not an expert, but I love them to attack me. So that's cool. All these things that are happening because when the sun goes into solar minimum, mini ice age, the output decreases.
Right.
As soon as the output from the sun decreases, you have a reaction in the Earth's magnetosphere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all these interaction. That is electrical events. And they start connecting up what's called the fourth matter, plasma. Okay? Plasma, which, how can you express plasma correctly? Because it's neither physical or non-physical. It's not only electric, it's not only this, it is fibers. Okay? If you look at the latest pictures that came out a few days ago from the solar probe, you will see some fantastic pictures of plasma streams, how they come out of the sun.
Yeah.
Okay, that is the simple way to understand plasma.
All right.
But that is really the way to go. That is a way to understand. Now, if you have a phenomenon in the sky, for example, you see lights in the sky, well, that can be plasma. Today, we live in a world where the electromagnetic field has been increased so much, so we will see much more things like this because of the interference of technology.
Yeah.
According to Professor Ulle Karlsson from Karolinska Institute in Sweden, said that the last 10 to 12 years, radiation on Earth has increased by a quantillion percent. Yeah, well, that is fucking one with 18 zeros.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
On the simple question, are you allowed to put the child in a microwave? Everybody goes, no! Of course you are. What is the difference between a microwave, a cell phone, and Wi-Fi? Your strength, maybe? And what's it got to do with strength? If your kid steps on a rusty nail, he gets a tetanus, right? And well, does it matter if the nail is big or small? No. Okay, a bunch of us goes out for a drink. One get drunk from a glass of wine, one from a glass of beer, one from a glass of whiskey. I'll sip my 96% proof alcohol and enjoy it for a few hours. There is no such concept as two humans are the same. There is no such thing that two humans react to anything the same.
Yeah.
And when I study twins, you wouldn't believe how different they are.
Yeah.
So how come we have built the whole world out of medical protocols, which says you're all the same?
Yeah.
You're all the same. Excuse me, how did you get to that? How can you justify on the lowest level, which is what we call Kupat Cholim or the local MDs, how can you justify treating us this way? It's because they got a monopoly. They have taken a monopoly. There is no other kind of medicine. There is only allopathic medicine.
Hmm.
Stop calling it medicine. Call it allopathic medicine. because that's what it is.
Or call it a fraud. But anyway, that's...
Personally, I tell you, I really appreciate medicine. I remember three things from 1967. The Six-Day War, a secret meeting in Puerto Rico between psychiatrists, which how they built, the psychiatrists built their Bible, called the DSM.
Yeah.
And the third thing was Dr. Christian Bernard in South Africa, the first heart transplant in history, and the patient lived for 18 days. Now, I appreciate medicine because they saved the life of both my daughters, one at the age of 9 months, and one has been through 10 operations. There's good and bad. They're good at what they're good at. What they're bad at, they stink. They stink.
Yes.
And when I say what they're bad at, well, I'm first of all talking about the normal public medicine that happens in everyday clinics.
Sure.
Okay, that's what we're dealing with.
Yeah, I know. I mean, the emergency medicine is actually good and it does save life, but, you know, the...
If I get a good bullet in my gut, I'd rather have the... come and get me and get a good surgeon. Absolutely. This is not an attack on medicine.
Yeah. Sure, it's acceptable and understandable.
Differentiate that where you're good and where you're not good. There's an awful lot of stuff they're not good at. But they happen to have the monopoly. So all these things, again, I go away from plasma because I'm looking for words here.
So hang on. So let me try and understand. Are you saying, in other words, that all these drawings and symbols and evidences we have of snakes, dragons, reptilian figures in caves and whatever, art and temples, wherever, all over the world, they're actually a natural plasmic phenomena that you can see, or you used to be able to see, and maybe we will see very soon more of that. You could see this.
Absolutely.
You could see this in the air from the ground going up. Yes?
Yes.
So, and they just decrypt this. I mean, they just draw it and they just...
Absolutely. All they did was draw what they saw. And I'll give you an example from the modern world. Because of the Earth changes happening at the moment, we have had the Aurora Borealis, which is the northern light where I come from. These beautiful green curtains in the sky.
Yes.
Right? They are moving further and further south. Okay?
So this was something... Moving down.
Down, if you like.
If I can say yes, for most people, yeah.
Okay, from north to south.
Yes.
We're on the side of the globe.
Yes.
So, if it is a globe.
Exactly.
But that's a difference.
Exactly, yes. It can be also from the
You live in a world that they call reality, but they can't even prove to us if the world is round because there is no such one picture of the globe.
Yeah.
Okay, let's put that on the side. It's just
magic. Yeah. We don't want to confuse the audience as well.
No, don't need any of that.
But we just need to know there's a pack of lies filling our mind by the mainstream, by the globalists, by the elite, and this goes on for many years.
Bottom line is koach kesef v'shlita, money or power, money and control.
Yes.
Okay, money is nothing but a bridge between power and control.
Yes.
Well, that's all it is. People get hooked up in money. No, it's the wrong thing. It's just the tool.
Just a tool, yes.
Carpenter's hammer. That is how you do it, right? Now, for all these sickos that absolutely love power and control, they need to control the narrative, the story, what you're told and what you're not told. It's their right to tell you what's the truth, and they have a monopoly on truth. And if that truth is religious, non-religious, scientific, or anything else, well, they're still lying to you. Because they will not accept that you go up against them. They will not refute evidence in a proper way. They will ignore you. You know, the three monkeys, see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. Science is very good at that.
Yeah.
Very good at that. So there is no more science. Science is controlled by interests. If that interest is in ego or personal this or money or politics, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
There is no science almost left. There is virtually no independent source in science which we can talk to. Nobody's willing to put their career on the line.
I would say hundreds of doctors now waking up to the fake story we are being told, and it's all over the globe, if it's a globe, but it's in many countries that even in Israel, there's dozens of doctors saying, hey, something is fucked up, something is wrong here, we are being lied to. And it happens also in other countries as well. So I still want to think that, and we will get there in a second, I still want to think that we have things to do. And that's the important, I would say, the important point of this talk is to tell people what they can do, actually. And it's the freedom of choice and the responsibility.
You know, if you talk to people around the world, you get that strange feeling that no matter what communities you're dealing with, you see that everybody has the feeling that something's going to happen.
Absolutely.
But nobody can put a word on it. Nobody can say it is this or that. Yeah. Nobody really knows. But everybody instinctually feels that we are in front of a big, big reset. And that reset is not necessarily to our advantage in any way, because if we lose that reset, at least people like me will be chipped and chained pretty quickly. Okay? And I got nowhere to run anymore because, you know, they're baby drones and what shall we call it? All these things, the police state and the rest of it has come and it has arrived. I remember in 2002 where only the dogs and freaks like me understood what was going on. Why in 2002? I think it was in December 2002 that the Israeli government decided that from today, all dogs will get a chip.
Right.
All dogs will get a chip. And all the dog says, I'm your best friend. That's what you're doing to your best friend? You think he's not going to come to you? Well, I think it's come full circle a long time ago. The path between the science we know about and real science, I don't know, but between 20 and 50 years.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Between 20 and 50 years. And it doesn't matter where you go looking from for the knowledge. If it is the stories about the German Neuschwabenland at the Antarctic and all the rest of it. Okay? They're way ahead of us.
Do you think, just like a quick question, do you think they work with other beings, entities?
Whoa, time out. You're stepping into deep water. I'm telling you now. Okay, David Icke, you're right in a lot of things you're saying. Where I believe you're wrong, I can't prove you on that one, is that he talks a lot about reptiles and all these things. Okay? I think there's a lot of other things in between. No. I can throw myself on the line and say that what I've experienced personally over the years of the world next to us. And what do I mean? Well, if we can see less than 1% of the electromagnetic spectrum, I can see a bit more because I see on either side a little bit into infrared and a little bit into UV.
UV, yeah.
I see more, okay? All right. That is the same as if you're standing in a dark field, pitch black, okay? I'm going to hit you with a rock, no matter what. Why? Because to my eyes, you stick out like a fire.
Yeah.
Like a light. Why? Because your frequencies does not match with your surroundings.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's in Bambi, right? The movie Bambi?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, first time mom takes Bambi into the field, that green field with all that wonderful grass, you see that shot where she sticks her head through the grass and she looks all over the place and checks out. And what does she do? What does she actually do? Well, what she actually does is she's looking for the frequencies of wolves and things like that, and they won't be standing in the field. She's looking for their frequency, for the feeling of wolf, for the feeling of enemy. Everybody has experienced sooner or later that somebody walk up to you and you suddenly turn around because you felt them before you saw them.
Yeah.
Okay.
So hang on. So you're saying if I go back to this, because it's to do also with the plasmic phenomena we spoke about.
Basically, it's all interconnecting in many, many directions.
So it's all basically we're saying it's just electric phenomena.
Yes.
And which is being probably, possibly translated into nowadays as actual beings or gods from ancient times. But actually, this is physical electric phenomena.
Yeah, absolutely.
In specific circumstances, we can see more of these phenomena. I mean, have you heard about the corona effect, which is electrical discharge? It's the name is corona, as what we have now. So it's actually similar because it's electrical discharge. Am I wrong? Am I right? I mean,
Bottom line, the bottom line of the bottom line here is the view that it all works according to Newton and the Principia, which is about twice as thick as the Bible. He never succeeded explaining gravity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As far as an uneducated mind like me knows, there is no bottom line evidence of gravity that can be proven in a simple way for us normal folks. It's all electricity. Always been electricity. It cannot be anything else in many ways.
Yeah.
Because all the interactions with the, I mean, I can measure the millivolt from a leaf of grass.
Yeah.
I can measure the voltage from an elephant.
Yeah.
Okay. I can measure the voltage in anything. I personally am physically sensitive and cognitive aware of radiation from plants, minerals, animals, humans, technology, and another few things. And the other few things, that is the world next to us.
Yes. Which is which are the frequencies we don't normally have access to.
Absolutely.
Unless we know that experiments were done in the past.
You know
now,
what? You know what? They shut us off. Have you ever seen any of your children standing in the bed at night or after falling asleep or waking up and looking at something in a corner of a room?
Yeah.
Or looking at something and smiling, or looking at something and screaming.
Yeah, yeah.
That's because they still have the sight. And it exists in all children close to the age of 3. Depends on how hard you thump their heads on your reality. You know, because education, what is education? Yeah, it's total control over a child's behavior or lack of control over a child's behavior.
Yeah.
It makes no difference if it's religious, non-religious, philosophical, political. There's no connection. This is a control game. Koach, kesef, shlita. Okay? Power and control. Later on, when the kid is big enough, he gets to learn about money.
Yeah.
Like, one of the most... I'm going to piss people off. Why not? One of the most ridiculous things that we were taught as children was the Ten Commandments. Well, yeah, because those of us that knew how to think for ourselves, we discovered very fast in life that you come to a certain age, the Ten Commandments has absolutely no meaning. Everybody's breaking them. All over the place. And you claim us to keep those ideals. It's a problem. It's a big part of the lie. Okay, they keep us in this mental prison. Well, you know, what I do, I can, within half an hour, teach virtually, let's say a 10-year-old boy, 8-year-old, okay, how to transmit energy within the body, heal themselves, affect other people. I got little kids here, okay, that they can connect up to their mother's body through the spine and just pull mom backwards. It's just not mysticism. What is it? Oh, it's radiation. It's frequencies. It's electricity. There is nothing else.
It's physics, basically. I mean,
absolutely. It's just a bit of physics they don't talk about because it speaks against the Newtons. You know, allopathic reductionism as a medicine is built on Newtonian thinking.
Yeah.
Which basically says you have no soul. You have no this. You're
only matter. Only matter. Lump of
doctors and professors, you're full of shit.
Yeah, I agree.
You're full of shit.
I agree. Okay? And there's a lot of them on TV, by the way. They bring all these.
Look, the agenda is there.
Yes.
Okay. The people escaped from Egypt to land up in a world with people with a lot more sophisticated tools to control us.
Yeah.
We got a very short time to fight back or make a decision.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about what people, at least those who are aware, awake, and ready to act. What, in your opinion, or from your experience, I mean, speak up.
Okay, bottom line. My fighting background, I live according to 5 rules. Rule number 1 says, don't get hurt. Big part of don't get hurt is don't get sick. Okay, what do you do in order to don't get sick? Yeah, well, you watch your pH level, your acid balance in your body. You cut out sugar and a lot of the junk, and you take care of any kind of inflammation in the body. That is what feed all disease. Doesn't matter what it is. I don't care who attacks me. Doesn't matter what it is. Under this Chinese Wuhan virus attack, I haven't heard one person in this country coming out telling people what they should do, only what they shouldn't do and what they must do. Not a word. 80% of our immune system sits in the stomach. Life starts in the stomach. The first brain we humans have is in the stomach. Ask any mother. Okay? That is the bottom line. Nutrition. Yeah, well, here we have a major problem because they approach nutrition the same way as they approach medicine.
Yes.
Well, that's a problem. I have never met two people that are the same. Every client I have is different.
Yeah.
But the basic stays the same. That one of the least talked about subject of human health, and when I say health, I mean instinctually, physically, emotionally, intellectually, and spiritually. Okay? Is the understanding of minerals. 66% of the human body is minerals. A plant needs 3 minerals to live. A human needs 60. Okay? There are 90 basic elements the human body needs. We cannot supply it in the form through food. Why? Well, it's because it's all sprayed. There is no minerals in the earth. You know, the Jewish tradition of every 7 years to leave your land to reconstitute has no meaning in an industrial world.
Industrial, yes.
Okay? Well, that's what it boils down to, these things. In these time of Wuhan viruses and all this, I'm one of those that would say, well, you know, get your iodine, get your D3, get your vitamin C, get your selenium, get your magnesium and calcium, and get a good mineral. Why? Because mineral is electricity. Every cable you've ever seen has copper inside, right? Okay, the reason it hasn't got gold is because it's more expensive, even if it's better.
Yes.
Well, all our system are built exactly on that.
Yes.
What in Hebrew would call molichut.
Yes.
Okay, here we start. That's all minerals. All your nerves, your brain, your heart, it's all minerals. Why? Well, because that's what makes them tick. The pump itself works on calcium, magnesium, basically. Opening and closing valves.
Which is what radiation, the artificial radiation, fucks up, basically. And
big time.
Yes.
Big time.
Yes.
Absolutely big time.
Yeah. Which you is know, to do with the first rule. I mean, to look after your health is to avoid also all this artificial radiation or digital radiation around you, but stick to the biological radiation, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. And the conflict between biological radiation and technological radiation gives the effect in the human body, which is called a false positive.
Hmm.
Okay? It's like it's very good for me, I'm all right with it, but it's actually very bad for me.
Hmm.
Well, it's bad for you because your body does its best to survive a 24/7, 365 onslaught of linear waves. You know, if you had somebody pouring water on your forehead 24 hours a day for all the year, you wouldn't survive a long time.
Yeah.
But that's really the effect it has. It's a false positive, which the body will deal with as long as it can. What will happen? Well, that's the same question as how far can you pull a rubber band until it snaps?
Yes.
Okay? Yeah. When it snaps, you will never be diagnosed with death by electrosensitivity.
Now it's death from corona. Now most people die from corona, not from others.
Nobody dies from corona.
I know, I'm joking.
Yeah, nobody dies from corona if I understand the smart guys the right way.
Yeah.
We die from an immune response, cytokine storm, within our immune system. Well, that makes perfect sense to me.
Yes, I agree.
Okay?
Yes.
And we're not going to go into the oxygen absorption or iron molecules in the blood and the question mark why they put people on ventilators, which might kill someone. I haven't heard a sensible response from medicine on that either.
Yeah.
which is the problem with the virus. So the bottom line of health care is everything starts with me, with me, with me, with me. I have to make a conscious decision to start looking at myself in the mirror in a different way. Rule number one is survive. It's not an option to survive on crutches in pain. And in order to survive, you've got to find the basic changes within your own physiology. That is what's called the organ, the anchor. You know, life is a gift. Okay? And if you look at how many people treat that gift, well, they didn't deserve the gift in the first place. Right? They didn't deserve the gift in the first place because the way they treat themselves have nothing to do with others. They treat others the way they treat themselves. They treat themselves like shit. How do you treat your family? Like shit. Doesn't matter what level. Control, you have plenty of men in this world that control their families. From within, the control freaks. You know, what's the difference between that dad or that king or that Kaiser or, you know, Il Duce, all of them, or our own folks?
Yeah.
Either way you look at it, it's the same thing.
So what do you reckon we should do in the coming days, weeks, months? I mean, you know, you probably...
I think we have to start bringing the new sciences to the fore and give it to people and say, use your conscious mind, be super critical, have an open mind, believe in nothing, because we are the freaks.
Yeah, I know.
Basically, we're just a bit ahead of the race. That's it.
Yes.
That's all we are. We know a little bit more because we're interested. No, there's nothing special about us.
No
masters, no teaching. You don't need to meditate and you don't need to send me money and you don't need to do anything. All you need to do is to fucking take responsibility for your own health, first of all.
Yeah.
Then we can start talking. Because until you do that, you've done nothing. Your opinions, your beliefs, your religion, your policy means fuck all. That's how simple it is. Or to put it in the words of science, the simplicity of complexity is simply too complex to comprehend in a simplistic way of thinking because most of people are too stupid. No, it's not because people are stupid. It's because they've been lied to all their lives.
Yes.
People are not stupid. They've just been lied to.
That's why, you know, for years I'm saying, stop watching TV and the rest of the news, the mainstream news channels, because... They're just to brainwash you. And once you remove the brainwash, suddenly you see that you are an intelligent being. But
well, the worst thing that can happen to humanity is that we discover our true potential. Because that makes us impossible to control.
Yeah.
I suddenly can decide over my own life. What I teach, what's called kes. I call kes in Hebrew because it means throne.
Means what?
Throne. You know, king sits on the throne.
Kes. Yeah. Sorry, yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because I believe every human being should be their own queen or their own king in their own life and make the decisions of their own life. The problem is, on what do they base their decisions? Other people's beliefs and opinions or something they could either figure out or physically feel themselves? Mama puts her hand on the food and says, son, that's bad for you. That is what they're scared of. All the things that people like me deal with is what the elite call science. And I agree with David a lot of things. I disagree with him on a lot of things too. Okay? But it's absolute science in what they do. And it's well built up. It is through centuries. Well, no need to go any further. I mean, you know, to take a starting point in the modern world, you can say that was probably at the time of Newton, where it really took, but it started with Copernicus.
Yes.
We're traveling around the sun.
Uh-huh.
There's an awful lot of questions here.
Yes, exactly.
Very few answers. But the world of energy, the world of Xi, the world of finding ourselves from within, it's just hidden. That's all there is to it. It's just hidden.
You know, Tron, something tells me, I mean, obviously, neither you nor me we don't know the future. We can predict according to what happened in the past, but we don't really know the future. And something in me wants to believe, wants to know that good will prevail, and we will, you know, we shall win this thing. Yes, we're going to have struggles. It's going to be really challenging on totally new levels that none of us know what was before, because we never encountered something like that. Also, our parents didn't encounter something like that. But still, I'm trying to think and to ask you, okay, taking responsibility and acting upon it, it's something that most people need to do. I'm not sure they will do. And still, I want to ask you, on top of that, what else can we do, A, us being more or less awakened to the reality and not to the stories of reality, and B, what we can do in order to pull more people towards us? I mean, to bring them into our camp, if you know what I mean.
Well, I'm hoping that this little interview shall be a starter to piss off a lot of important people, and to give other people an alternative in the way of thinking, looking at things, because at the end of the day, it's all about how an individual looks at the world. It is about everybody's belief of the word reality. Yes. What is reality? Well, reality is supposed to be what I know. Yeah, well, what do I actually know?
Yeah.
Okay, who has told you? You know, it's like growing up with the globus in your classroom. Yeah. Of course, the earth is round.
Yeah.
Well, I think they went 5-6 times to the moon, but every time they forgot to photograph Earth from the moon.
Yes.
So there's no picture of Earth from the moon. How do you figure that shit out?
Yeah.
Last chance we had, well, that was us here in Israel. We sent the probe to the moon. People like me were saying, well, hey guys, put a camera on it.
HD.
There was no camera on it.
Yeah.
There was nothing. What's more interesting is Elon Musk sending pretend cars into the universe. That makes good head rating.
Yeah.
No, sincerely, we got to piss them off. We got to show them that we're a real threat.
If we're talking numbers, because the way I see it, there's a very, very small minority who controls stuff. And there's a lot of us. So if...
Numbers doesn't count.
What?
Numbers doesn't count.
So what's your take on that?
You're talking about, call it the elite, million words. Well, you know, if you want to take down a big stone fortress, you start digging under the foundations of that fortress a bit, and then you wait for the rain to wash the hole through it. That is the only way we can do it. I believe we're going to go through, let me use the word, apocalyptic events within the next year or two.
Hmm.
I believe the price humanity will pay for this is going to be very high.
Mm.
At the end of the day, if we got to go through a kind of the eye of the needle, those that are not prepared in any way whatsoever have no tools to go through it. A child that has grown up today getting everything for free in his hand since the day he was born and lives from his cell phone and all that, has no practical toys or tools to get on in any situation. And sometimes you get the feeling that if you take a end of a college kid and you give him a hammer and you give him a nail, he's going to ask you, what the fuck's the connection? Lack of practical knowledge. I believe the practical, real knowledge, and if that is growing food or using a hammer and a nail or fixing your own stuff, how many women do you think in Israel knows how to sew a button in a shirt if they're under 30?
Even I know how to do it. I mean, you know.
I learned that early in life.
Yes. All right. What about, sorry for asking, but still, you know, if we...
Ask, okay. I might as well hang myself.
Just to tell the audience, that's the first time we speak. I mean, both of us, we know of each other for some time now. And I was told about Tron and he was told, obviously, about me, and he commented on a couple of my YouTubes, and this morning we just started to speak and we said, okay, let's record. Right, so next question, if you don't mind, again, me asking.
Hey, shoot, I told you, if I'm going to hang myself, bring the rope.
God, prophecies. What's your take on that?
Okay. First of all, I am not arrogant enough, self-important enough, to in any way try to deal with the concept of Elohim.
All right.
Or En Sof. I think that is one of the most arrogant things that humanity has ever come up with. And I believe that the majority of organized religion is nothing but power and control over people.
All right, but, okay? But leave religion.
It's got nothing to do with God.
Yeah, I agree. I'm asking about God.
I believe in God. When I say the word God, I mean the unifying force that makes this whole place, which we call the universe, function. Because it works.
Yes.
And we're the evidence that it works.
And it's highly intelligent. It's really intelligent.
How can you not believe in God? How can you not believe in God when you watch nature, when you see that we live in the Garden of Eden?
Yeah.
We just happen to shit on everything. Well, it's not because of any other reason than we weren't taught any better. Because we were brainwashed. It's all right to throw shit on everything. It's all right. Well, as a civilization, we have now come to the kind of the end of the winter. Now, in any civilization, when it starts unraveling, end of the winter is usually that everything is cool, everything goes, do what you like, let it hang out. If you prefer sex with your teddy bear, enjoy it. It's all right. Just don't tell anybody. No. On the contrary, you go on the YouTube and tell them about your teddy bear, and everybody wants a teddy bear like yours. This permissiveness has totally undermined our moral foundation. And if it is one thing humans must stand on, it's a moral foundation, it's an ethical view. Well, it doesn't exist anymore in reality. As I said it a while ago, you taught us the Ten Commandments and you've proven to us they're worth shit. Worth it.
But still, you're talking about morality. I mean, maybe not.
You cannot have a concept of God without having morality. What else do you need God for?
I agree.
What else could you possibly need a God for, except for somebody that teaches you the laws of the universe, how to live well, how to live in harmony with your biotope and not against it? And how each little species in your garden depend on each other. How a poisonous plant will have a medicinal plant closer than 20 meters.
Yeah.
This is God. This is the thing we don't understand. And as I said, really, I'm not arrogant enough to try to tackle.
No. It's not. It's all right.
But you know what I mean. Shoot. What else?
No, I tell you something interesting you said, because also the Indians, I mean, in America, not the Indians in India, yeah, the Indians in America, but also the Hindus in India, they say that, the herbal medicine is coming actually from India, as far as I know, for thousands of years. But still, never mind the details, because they say, when you ask them, how do you know this plant is good for that, and this plant works with that, and this plant grows next to this one, and you combine them, how do you know? And they say, plants told us. And when you ask the Indians in the Americas, they say, plants told us. And this...
Shai, let me tell you. Plants tell me.
Yes.
The same language.
Yeah.
I diagnose my clients. I'm not a doctor, so I don't have patients. I have clients.
Yes.
People pay me money to feel better. Okay? Yeah. Period. Nothing personal about it.
Yeah.
I do not ask my clients many questions. I ask my herbs, my vitamins, my minerals, whatever I choose to test with. And the human body does not know how to lie. Because in the field, in the ether, the body will react either with positive, neutral, negative, or false positive. Mm. I ask the plants. I can take a plant in my hand, walk around my garden, and if I feel a certain pulse in the hand, that's where that plant wants to grow.
Yes.
Wow, isn't that smart? No.
It's just normal.
It's how it works.
Yes.
Right? And this can be demonstrated on any level. I don't care. I mean, if I taught a bunch of soldiers how to find landmines with their hands, with the same fucking thing. Why? Yeah, well, that's because metals and explosives also contain a frequency. Yeah. If you are trained to recognize a frequency, you will know it.
Sure.
Okay? That's the way it works. Take the mysticism out of it. There's plenty of mysticism.
Yeah, I know. We're not talking about that. We're talking facts. We're talking...
Take all the mysticism out of it. This is purely practical. That's how life works. A plant does not choose to live next to another plant for no reason.
Yeah.
Every little living thing in any biotope, it doesn't matter its size, is totally dependent on everything else. And nobody lives alone. Maybe breatharians. Nothing else.
I go back to the subject before this one about God, prophecies.
Yeah.
I mean, those.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Could you just have a short timeout? Stop recording?
No.
No?
Why?
Okay. It's okay. I'll pee in my pants instead.
Wait. We'll finish very soon, and you know we can do another talk anyway. But I'm just saying because I'm not editing much of the video.
Even better, no editing, no nothing. Good.
Yeah. I'm really straightforward. So those who are in control nowadays, whether they are the deep state, whether they are the Chinese Communist Party, whether they are the rich people, the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, other families, whatever, those guys. Do they know God? Do they accept God? And do they fight God now? Or it's only about resources and human, you know, controlling human beings and nature in general?
They fear God and they love Lucifer.
All right. This is still going on. I mean, this narrative...
There's nothing new under the heavens.
Excellent. All right.
Nothing new under the heavens. It is still in pictures, the war between the angels and the fallen angels.
All right. Yes.
We need a starting point as our kind. And if it's in mythology or anything else, well, isn't it strange how mythology for thousands of years tell the same story? They must all have been stoned or, you know, sniffing glue, right? No.
That's reality. They were just talking about reality. And it's funny, you know, science, you know, I studied in a college, you know, studied. And I have a degree. I'm a bit ashamed to say it, but anyway. So part of what I study is obviously sociology and stuff like that. They say that the ancient world has talked in myth, you know. And these are just... folk stories. These are just stories. They are not solid stories. They are not facts. And science gives us facts. But actually, we know that these stories, they go all the way to the beginning. So how can you tell this is just a story? This is
you know, there's too many people studying too many subjects for too long time.
Yeah.
To that... Scientology or scientism can remain so static in their hold. They refuse to take us on. They will take us on an evidence basis. Use your tools to check this knowledge.
Yeah.
Don't just come out like another idiot doctor on Israeli television that says, what do you want to take vitamin C for? It just makes expensive piss. Well, in Hebrew, you have the expression when piss goes to your head.
Yes. Right, okay. So basically, I was quite happy with your answer because it's still, I mean, about the angels and fallen angels and the Luciferian control plan and the righteousness, you know, of us as a species and as God's creation to do the right thing, which brings us back to free choice and responsibility. And I would just, you know, I just want to say, you really moved me with that answer because... It's another sane human being that I speak with about truth and about righteousness and about what is right to do now. And I keep saying in the last few weeks, listen, folks, we are all going to die. One day, we are all going to die. The thing
is, the only thing you signed up for by being born, yeah.
Exactly. The thing is, how are you going to live now? Especially now when you know things are getting a bit nasty. How are you going to live? What choices are you going to do about what's worth living for? And we are...
In order to get to the point where you ask the question, what's worthwhile living for, you have to have a mechanism, a body engine that can handle the changes. Most people's bodies can't handle it at the moment. And I can bring in all kinds of things, weather changes, atmospheric pressures. Basically, there's five things that kills humankind. Number one is stupidity. Okay, that's wars, accidents, all kinds of shit.
You know, sorry, I just interfere. I want you to continue, but I just interfere because a couple of weeks ago, I did a video that viruses are not contagious. Stupidity is contagious. But anyway, go on, sorry.
Well, you know, there is no country in the world, as far as I know, that has a law against being stupid.
Yeah.
I think our political system has proven that beyond any reasonable doubt the last year plus.
I agree. So go back to the five things that can kill people. Stupidity is the first one.
Radiation.
Yeah.
Chemicals.
Yeah.
General pollution.
Yeah.
And malnutrition.
Yeah. All right.
Well, but what do you mean malnutrition? Well, I'm talking about quality, not quantity.
Sure.
And imagine the situation that is happening in many families now. They've been locked up in their houses for a while. The kids are on an overdose of sugar. Right? They're climbing the roof and they're eating more sugar in the last 2 weeks than they have in the whole summer holiday.
Yeah.
Do you think that's going to do anything bad to their bodies when at the same time every house in Israel has plenty of telephones, laptops, Wi-Fi, everything connected? To put it in a very, very careful way. It fucks you up.
Absolutely.
The war today is not about money or land. It's about the human mind.
Yeah.
And the humans are about to lose their minds and be taken over by, let's use the picture language of the Luciferians or whatever people like to call them. Nothing works the way they think.
Yeah. Another question.
What can I say? Bring the rope.
Bring it up. Right. Israel. You know, in many places, whether it's the world community, whether it's the spiritual community, the New Age, religion, etc., there's some sort of underlying thought or concept that where Israel will go, the rest of the world follows. Now, it's just a concept.
Only if Israel becomes what it's supposed to be.
Hang on. Wait. Now, what I noticed that although there's quarantine in many other places, in Israel, it's the fucking worst. Now, US and UK, although they're also quarantined, they reduce the pandemic level to make it, they call it now, it's non-contagious, although there's still quarantine. In Israel, it's the worst from what I see around the world. And I think the pressure here, you know, I've been hearing some other guys saying, no, they keep Israel to the end, And I'm like, no, Israel is the first one. They want to put the most pressure here in Israel to bend Israel down and then basically maybe in the future to put the world government here in Jerusalem and blah, blah, blah. Say again?
The future is now.
I want to speak about Israel in specifics because, I mean, some Israelis will watch this video, but also people from around the world. What's your take on that?
I'm going to allow myself to just shoot it out there the way I see it. First of all, let's take a little reality check here. Israel is a tiny little country, but the size of an Australian mega farm. We're the only country in the world that are under the amount of threat, existential threats as we are and have been forever. We got the back to the wall, to the sea, and there is no boats waiting for us if we get overrun.
Yeah.
Agreed?
Yeah.
In Israel, you know, we have the Masada plan. The people on Matsada, they committed suicide, right? Yeah. Down to the last man, virtually.
Yeah.
Well, I think that same plan exists today. And if it is, according to the political powers, an atomic bomb from Iran, which to me is absolute idiot talk, for anybody who understands how atomic weapon works, to terrorists knocking on my door. Well, you know, if terrorists, if any of these organizations knock on my door, I would like to have the right to defend myself. I don't. My personal gun license were removed from me a few months ago because maybe I'm a danger to the country. It is a clear policy of disarming this country over many years in any way possible. Well, you know, you see the same thing in every up-and-coming fascist nations, and all the fascists did the same thing. Number one, you unarm or disarm your people.
Yeah.
So I understand the Americans, which are fighting for the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
On the other side of that, you live on the Golan Heights. Well, you know, if Daesh knocked on your door and you can't defend your family, do you know what you have to do next? Do you know what you have to do next?
What?
You cannot allow your family to come live into the hands of these guys?
No.
It's your job to do it. Can you hack that? Very few people can. Very few people can. Now, that's reality in a nutshell. It's a big dream of an awful lot of people. An awful lot of people. And that's Israel in a nutshell. Yes, of course we are. Israel, we're like a needle up the camel's ass. Okay, and the camel will always try to pull that little son of a bitch out of it, but he can't reach it. And as years goes by, it becomes more important than a rallying cry for our enemies. And if you call that free Jerusalem or kill the Jews or whatever, man, what's the difference? All the same shit.
Yeah.
All the same. It's a game played. We are, I believe, one of the most important nations when it comes to this. If you break Israel, you will win the game. Well, as I see it at the moment, they are on their way because our politicians and our globalists have been selling this country to the commune Nazis of China over many years. And that's a big part of our so-called economical success.
Startup nation.
That. Yeah, and you know, the holy cow of Judaism is high-tech. Okay.
Well, which is being used against its people now, obviously.
What can I say? Israeli technology has probably helped the communazi to control 1.4 billion people, and it's all coming here. It's all being made ready for us.
Yes.
And if any questions about the colors of you, the hair up your butthole, well, they don't probably know. You don't know because you don't look there. Okay? That is the level we're dealing on. Absolute and total control during information technology.
So basically, you verify, I mean, regarding Israel, you verify or clarify what I think and already said a few times, that it's they want to take Israel first. They want to put down Israel first to its knees and to conquer Israel, and then the whole world will probably follow. I mean, as a plan, I don't say or think it will happen.
No, you're making it complicated. No, it's not the way it works. Now you put me in a situation where you come to subjects, but it's a bit dodgy to talk about it.
All right.
But I'm going to give you a very short line. You know, David Icke talks about reptiles and all these kind of things. Well, in my view and studies of these things, they are called Bnei Kilaim.
Mm-hmm.
Hybrids.
Hybrids, yes.
Yes. They have been around for quite a long time. And let me put it to you this way. If you ever see the original pictures of Men in Black.
Yes.
That's hybrids. I will not go into the subject deeper now.
No, no, it's all right.
We are in much, much deeper shit than anybody can imagine. Much deeper shit.
So what, okay. Let's go back to Israel, but let's talk now about us, about the people of Israel. What we need to do now.
Number one, have the faith of your forefathers, and you don't need to be religious to be that.
I agree.
Have a faith that there is a power above us. Have a faith in the, to me, simple fact that human beings were created in order to be part of the battery which we call the cosmos. Today, what we know about transmission of energy through people, through bushes, through plants, through anything, today we can grow food energetically, organically, energetically. And we can do it through our bodies. We can teach anybody, basically anybody, to heal themselves, to find out what's good for them. My dream is to teach every mother in Israel how to check the food for their children. Because nothing is the way we've been told.
Yeah.
And Israel as a country, yes, I do believe we have a key position in all of this, but it's much bigger, but it's also more complicated. Because then we introduce the concepts, like I said, Bnei Kilayim and things like that. let's say I hate accidents. I've been through too many.
Good one. But okay, again, Fron, what? I mean, let's address, although it's in English, yeah, but let's address for a moment.
It all boils down to litchaber la ogen, to connect to your anchor. Your anchor is your physiology. You know, everybody likes to jerk off in the brain. A lot of the intellectuals I hear, well, that sounds like pseudo-intellectual mental masturbation. Okay, they're jerking each other off. Rubbish. We have to go down to the fundamentals. It's like the fundamentals of radiation. You can check every child if he's electrosensitive.
Yeah.
If we get enough parents to check their kids if they're electrosensitive, we can force them to answer the question, what is this phenomenon?
Hmm.
Okay, because they've been hiding this. Do you know anybody that used to fight the radiation war here in Israel? You know a name called Dr. Zamir Shalita? Okay. I worked with Zamir a bit. We work together on things. He is today not dealing with these things, but he's the one that made me take up the fight against technology. Because I saw one single sane voice in this country that spoke against all these things. Well, we never really got anywhere.
I know.
I think it's about the time when it comes to all these subjects, we start pissing them off.
I'm hip, you know.
Prove us wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Prove us wrong. Okay. As far as I know, the movie The One Field is going to be available on pay-per-view soon. And I hope that one comes out, because that's a very good introduction for beginners to understand a little bit how it works.
Yes.
And they probably, at the same time, send out some material about what I've been doing and how they tested me and this and that, which
yeah.
might be. But yes, our biggest problem is we don't have leaders. There is so few on the barricades fighting for the people. That is the problem.
I agree. That I look, I'm, you know, I'm only one, and I'm doing my part, and maybe
yeah.
there's more things for me to do out there in the near future. I don't know. It will reveal itself, but I keep saying people, stop following me, be your own leader, start, be creative and do your own thing, because that's what we need for you to wake up and do your own thing and be who you're supposed to be. Don't follow me, you know what I mean?
This got nothing to do with follow anybody or anything. This is not personal. Rule number 5 in my world, nothing's personal. As soon as something gets personal, it gets emotional. Well, if it gets emotional, then you open Pandora's box, and you never know what's going to happen next. If it hits you over the head or kisses you, hey, it's not personal. Let's stay away from all that personal bullshit, because it's a waste of time, which is used all the time and abused most of the time. Right? It's not personal. It is dry cut. Me, personally, and my family's health is important to me and should be important to anybody. Find out what you need to know. Well, people don't have the time to educate themselves. They're stressed, they're busy, they're this and that. That's why people like us come out and say, hey, we're here.
Yeah.
You know what? Have an open mind, believe in nothing, but at least check people like me out till the end and cut me to pieces if you can prove that I'm wrong. Tear me to bits and feed me to the dogs. No problem.
I agree.
But it starts there. It starts there. Fuck you all. Excuse me. God bless everybody. It's a choice to make.
Yeah.
And very few people can afford to make the true choice, because that is like, you know, you're working in high tech and you suddenly start talking about this kind of stuff, you're a loony loo.
Yeah.
Right? So people shut up.
Yeah.
And this is the biggest problem. People dare not step up to the plate. They dare not say their beliefs or opinions.
That's why there's just few of us. But now I think it's time to
have... You
talk
about vaccination in Israel, and you see that vaccination, there's a lot of people that object.
But they don't speak up.
How can I in any way respect a system that is unwilling and unable to discuss and explain to me the subject?
Yeah.
What they do is shut up and give the kid an injection.
Yeah.
If not, you can't send him to kindergarten. You can't send it to school. Whoa, 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 whoa. Wait a minute. That, and I don't like using this word because I'm an anti-fascist. That to me is Judeo-fascism.
Yes.
And there is nothing that scares me more than fascism.
Yes.
This is the reason why I chose to come and live in this country at the age of 20. This is the reason why I volunteered to the Israeli army and a lot of other stuff, because I believe in something. I was 12 years old in the 67 war. I knew that I was on the side of David because I have interesting childhood. Okay? Hey, and suddenly I see a little nation that goes to Goliath. Up yours!
It's time to do it again. History repeats itself, and it's time for us to do it again. Up yours. Up yours. It's time for David to stand up.
Let us at least try to clean our own house and our own insights before we teach the world anything, because at the moment we're not much example for anybody.
Absolutely.
You know, we are a disaster waiting to happen, and as they always say, never let the good crisis go to waste. This is being manipulated from A to Z. We're up shit creek without a paddle, and the only thing that can stop it is from below, from the little guys. All revolutions, you know, they start when people have no more bread and circus.
Guys, it's time for us to stand up. It's time for David to stand up. Whether you're ginger or you're black or you're white or whatever, it's time for you to stand up to this motherfucking Goliath who thinks he can control us. And it's time for us to say, no, you can't. Go away.
Go away.
And while you're at it, you better learn who you are and what is reality, because it starts to be really important, not just for you, but also for our next generations.
Absolutely. People like us need to be called out on the carpet. We need to be challenged because we are willing to go in front.
Absolutely.
And take the back. Okay. The people they should challenge with their views is people like us. Don't go out there and sell all this disinformation to anybody that knows nothing about nothing.
Yeah.
Doesn't work like that. I've been sitting on the fence for many reasons, for many years. This is a big, big, big game.
It's time to get off the fence, yes, for many people. It's time to get off the fence, because we need every one of us who is on the fence to step up and do his thing. We need all of us.
From today, by sitting here and talking to you, I'm Citizen Thrun.
You are what?
Citizen. Toshab Thrun.
Yes.
Okay, I'm a citizen. Okay.
Citizen Trump.
Will you let me live in this country or will you destroy me? Because that's where we are now.
Yes.
And if you're talking medically or radiation or anything else, hey, feel free to attack me from any angle you like, anyone. All I'm asking is, show me, A, show me that I'm wrong. B, show me that I'm doing harm. D, come up with some good stories about what kind of wacky freak I am. Anything I do or anything I say, I'm willing to demonstrate under any time, anywhere, under any conditions. Anyone. And I have challenged universities for many years. Nobody talks to me.
Sure.
Who the hell am I? I got 8 years of school. The only Teodot I have, the only diplomas I have, well, it must be my driver's license or something like that. So, yeah. In Hebrew, you would say, Alek Rav, to battle, folks, to battle. Wake up. Find out who you are, because that's what's interesting. Find out what tremendous potential you were born with, because it has been hidden from you all your life. The biggest secret never told, human holistic potential, and it's there. And they do everything they can to hold it down. I hope you all have a good day, and that you're all willing to step up to the plate, guys, and I hope to speak to you again.
Excellent. Ron Aronson, thank you very much, mate. All the best for you, and we'll speak very soon. Cheers. All the best for all of us, obviously. Thank you. Bye-bye.